Hey guys, my name is Jacob.
And this is Kikau, and we are the hosts of
Main Street and Beyond.
Main Street and Beyond.
No, you can't say it. I say it, not you.
You say all of it. You say all of it.
No.
I'll say my name.
No,
ready?
You say. Okay. Hi guys, this is Jacob.
And this is Kikau. And together we are hosts of Main Street
and Beyond. I don't think that's right either.
Hi everybody, welcome to episode 3 of Main Street and Beyond. It is June 1st, 2015.
Fireworks are great at Disneyland. The sky lights up at 9 each night.
Hi everyone, we're so excited to be talking again about Disneyland.
Disneyland!
And all things Disney.
Yes, Main Street and Beyond.
So this last week, Jacob and I have had the opportunity to see the movie Tomorrowland.
Yes, we went separately, but we saw it.
We did. Let's talk about that movie first. What were your thoughts, Jacob?
I liked it a lot. Now, it was, like I said before, it was very weird because we had a challenging audience. We had kids running around. The lady next to me fell asleep and was snoring, so it was kind of hard to stay in tune with the movie, but I loved the movie. I liked it.
Now, I, on the other hand, had very close to our apartment, we have a movie theater that is $6 on Thursdays, and I went and saw it by myself, and everyone was excited and really happy to be there, so in my circumstance, it was positive, but I also liked it as well. It has not done very well in the box office. In fact,
it hasn't.
In fact, it has placed so poorly that Disney Pictures has gotten rid of Tron 3. Like they were going to continue on with this sci-fi thing, and not gotten rid of, but for right now,
shelved it
because they're focusing on their bigger projects, Beauty and the Beast.
Inside scoop.
But I mean, that's just. Because I sort of started looking up, like, reviews and sort of what was going on.
Right.
It's like, it just hasn't been performing to what they expected to be a summer blockbuster to be.
What I loved is the stuff from the, like, 60s, the flashback to the World's Fair. Mm-hmm. I loved all that. And seeing, like, the recreation of that and the style, the art direction of that part of the movie I thought was really awesome.
I think the art direction throughout is so good. Like, even... Their perception of the future is really cool. Like,
oh, yeah.
And it sort of also feels vintage, but like new and fresh and
right.
Sort of a throwback to the park as well.
Well, it looks like Tomorrowland.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a rebranding of Tomorrowland a little bit.
Just to give us a little history to it, we first got excited about the movie because in Tomorrowland, in Disneyland, they have where Honey, I Shrunk the Kids used to be. And other little video things in that little movie theater.
Was it Captain EO?
Captain EO as well. Yeah. They have a little preview for Tomorrowland, and that was the first, like, oh, like, this is going to be good.
That was so fun. I wish all the movie theaters were like that, because the seats move, and the wind blows, and you get squirted by water, and it's just like, it's 4D kind of, right?
Yeah. It's sort of
it's
like
awesome.
A throwback to those, like, B-movie days where... There were
and
buzzers.
And really, they showed the whole first, like, 20 minutes of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the whole, the boy's story, all the way up to where he gets into Tomorrowland, I guess.
So, I guess, I mean, here's the thing. This is really the first of our, like, little movie reviews. I would definitely give it, like, 3 out of 4 stars. Or, I mean, I guess I'm always a grader. So, I'd give it, like, A-. Like, I liked it a lot, but really my test or the thing I hold it by is, like, would I go back and see it again and pay money for it? I don't know. Would I recommend someone to see it? Absolutely. So I'm kind of sort of there. Where are you?
I think so. I think, like, a B+, A-. I really liked the first part of the movie. The last part kind of lost me. It got a little preachy for, like, we should save the environment and... I wanted a more epic adventure. Like, once we got to Tomorrowland, I wanted it to be a bigger battle, you know? And it seemed like it was, like, movie one and two put together.
Right.
Of a trilogy. But, you know, it was fun. And I definitely want one of those pens.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where you get them. But now...
So, my boyfriend Derek got a pin at... when he saw it in Pennsylvania in a Regal theater. So, like, Regal theaters handed out the pins. I'm sure we could find them in the park as well, but I don't know.
I'm sure.
But so just to cap that off, why don't you, at home, as you're listening to this, like, follow us on Instagram and follow us like us on Facebook and tell us what you think of Tomorrowland, the movie. That way we could sort of have a little bit of a conversation about it. Thank you already to the few of you who followed us. It's so fun. This is just like a dream come true doing this. So it's just so fun.
It's fun to see who likes us.
and how many listens. How many listens out there?
How many listens?
It's so fun. All right.
Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland.
It was fun. This week has been like exceptional Disneyland week for us. How many? We went like three times? How many times did we go?
In the span of 2 weeks, I think we've gone two times.
Two times. We went on a Monday and a Friday. Is that right?
Yeah. So it felt like we were just there.
And then you went on a Wednesday, or Randall went on the Wednesday before. And riveting information. Anyway, we've been a lot.
But part of that, though,
is... We wanted to catch up, do a little recap or reinvestigate on this parade, on the Paint the Night Parade and Disneyland Forever Fireworks. Because we stood in a different spot from last time. Last time, if you listened, we stood by the Matterhorn. And there's things projected on the Matterhorn, and it does some really cool things. And it's fun, and it's a great place, and it's okay, for the parade and the fireworks. Mm-hmm. But this time around, we stood on Main Street.
Yes, and right sort of in between the Penny Arcade area and where Starbucks is, like kind of on that other side.
Yeah, so we were on the Starbucks side,
yeah,
but across the street from the Penny Arcade.
Now,
and there was a tree.
So a couple things that we learned. Number one, it really is an amazing place to stand. The second we walked in, there were already people waiting. So I want to say that might have been 5 o'clock, 5 or 6 for an 8:50
yes.
parade. So already, just so you know, people be prepared because everyone is looking for their spot and
bring a blanket, bring a book,
make it happen,
get a snack.
Now, I will say, having now seen the parade 3 times and the fireworks twice, that this is the kind of activity that you probably will do once in your time. So if you are going to Disneyland for like a 2-day thing, I mean, you could probably find a spot, but this is the thing to do. So like, wait,
yeah.
You should wait is basically what I'm trying to say. But we...
You should camp out and wait for one of them. And then maybe, if you want to see it the second night, see the second parade.
Right.
Because you don't have to wait as long.
Right. So a couple things. Being on Main Street was really good because of the narrow paths, narrow areas, and especially standing near a tree. This sounds very weird just saying this, but it actually was good because it's not like there is a dubious 7 feet behind you. It's a small area... And you kind of have to get close to the people that are near you and whatever. And what happened is that they allow people to sit on the curb, like actually sit on the curb, but everyone behind those people needs to stand. So whether they're a kid or a adult or whatever, they need to stand up. So because it was so narrow and because we were near a tree, we basically were like front row to the action, seeing the parade.
And it was so cool to see it coming down the street. Like... Because we were on the curve, we didn't really see, like...
The first time,
we didn't really see the whole picture of the parade. And being on that just straight, narrow path was, mm-hmm. like, we were able to see the choreography come down the street and mm-hmm. the floats. And I just felt like it was a better view of the parade.
It definitely is better.
And, I love those car guys. Mm-hmm. Are so good.
I'm going to say, I this time really paid attention to the costumes on some of the ladies. We have like little butterflies and we have little fairies.
Oh, yeah, and
we
have chandeliers.
Chandeliers. Like, I was like, oh, this so is cute. So full out. And you could really see the technology in their costumes. And I was like, oh, this is actually really, really
and
great.
And they're all like loving it. Oh, which I loved. Like, all the performers, they're definitely like, this is special. They're loving doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun.
And they're getting the reaction. I actually, as Jacob and Randall waited, I did a little investigating and walked sort of more toward the castle. And the streets are completely lined up. So if you think that there is like a special spot that does not have people passing through, you are wrong. Like, it is, everyone is really getting pumped and excited for this party and for this parade. But I think the next time that we try this, we're gonna go to sit right in front of the castle so that we can kind of get a better view of
the fireworks.
Fireworks as well. So as you're deciding where you're gonna be, just really think about where you want to see the fireworks. For us this time, we wanted to watch the fireworks in the middle of Main Street because of what they are projecting onto those buildings, which is really cool. And they're doing similar things at the castle and also apparently near It's a Small World. Those are the three sort of major spots that you could watch.
So we sat on Main Street so that after the parade passed, we darted directly into Main Street, into the middle of the street to stand for the fireworks.
And they will tell you if you are interested in doing that, you go toward the center. If you are not, go outside and just, you know, exit.
Right, because if you go into the street, you're going to get trapped and you're not going to be able to get out. And then you're stuck for the fireworks, which is not a bad thing, but maybe some people don't want to stay.
Right. We loved, let's talk about the fireworks.
Oh,
Disneyland Forever fireworks.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good. What they project on the buildings.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that Penny Arcade is the best because it's the most, like, area to, like, project onto. So I feel like there's little special things on that building.
They have sort of created this amazing thing with this technology that makes you literally like dance in the streets. You feel like you're front row. Once again, you feel like you're front row to the action because it's not just fireworks and so far away on the castle. It really is like a little party. And once we got to, you know, under the sea, everyone was dancing. It felt like we were all kind
of was so fun.
Moving and grooving
and
together.
And then that Frozen section.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. That's the snow and the lighting of it and the firework, it's genius. It's brilliant. That is the best fireworks show I think I've seen.
Oh, okay.
Of Disney.
I'm gonna say I really,
I know, it's that Halloween one.
Yeah,
it's
I
so
love
good,
the Halloween.
Isn't it? I know.
I love the Halloween. I don't know why. I think Halloween is just so perfect. But
now I wonder if they'll do this kind of thing with the Halloween. Like these projections.
Oh, right.
Like,
right.
Add to the Halloween one. Now, that would be good. But come on, that circle of life when these animals are walking across the building.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
It's awesome.
They have, they've been using this technology, this, like, building lighting, all over the world, really, and, like, in various ways. And this is just such a perfect thing. Like, what it basically looks like is that they've created light versions of the exact building, like light replicas. So when the light shakes and shifts, it looks like the buildings kind of move. So it just, it feels like everything is animated. And in addition to the animals that you see for the Lion King and for the bubbles and design patterns that happen for Under the Sea. So really, it's just, it's really cool. I would say it's definitely up there. I don't know if it's like the number one. I don't know if I... That might be another episode where we, like, rank our favorite fireworks. I don't know.
It's pretty special, I will say.
Yeah.
Especially if you've never been to Disney or haven't been in a while. Like, that's pretty magical.
If that is the case, I definitely recommend waiting for these parades.
Wait, now, and on Main Street.
Now, if you have already done this, during that time because there's people there and because there's people in Fantasmic and people at World of Color, it is actually a pretty good time to ride rides as well. Like, if that's your thing, attractions, like, I mean, people always say that, but
we rode rides during the second parade.
Yeah.
And we walked on everything.
Everything.
It was great.
What was projected to be a 60-minute wait really ended up being 20.
Right.
So.
And we rode that Autopia.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Can we talk about that for a second?
Sure.
It was so cute. I've never ridden it.
So
that
first
was the
time.
First time for Jacob.
First time.
First time. So cute and original. Like,
we talk about it. What do you mean original?
Original ride, right? Okay. It's an Ridge.
Right, right. I think it's adapted over the years. We just watched that.
Yeah, because there wasn't a track at the beginning.
Right.
You could just, it was just a street and you could drive. But I was thinking, I mean, it was kind of okay. Like, you know, because we drive in real life. But, like, if you're a kid that, you know, has never driven, and then you get to drive the car.
Yeah.
That is magic.
That area in the back is really
cute.
The
rusty nuts.
Rusty nuts. I do want to say, because it is.
And then the off-road, when you go off-road, it's so fun.
I like the smell of that gas.
Yeah, it's good. And then we saw them, like, really driving the cars in off the track. So it was kind of cool. They were parking them in for the night. We got on one of the last rides of that.
I definitely recommend, like, you know, whenever we go on any of these rides, I think, okay, is this an every time? Is this like a three times?
Every time.
This might be, has always been like an every 10 times. I mean, for me personally, but I really do love it. And especially for like going with younger kids, it's really fun because they get to drive and you get to sit with them. But I even think it's fun to like be, to sort of put, I am 6'3", and to put myself in like little car and like drive around. I think it's kind of fun.
Kitty car.
It's kitty car. There's something like really fun about it.
It was weird to drive with the left because you drive, the steering wheel's on the other side.
Oh.
And right?
Yeah.
Our steering wheels were on the right.
Yeah, that's right. I think
and
I still used
the
my
grass,
right.
The grass. We pushed the gas with the left hand, with the left foot.
Oh. I think
Did you use the right?
I think I used my right and just sort of like angled.
Oh, so you like side saddled?
What did I? Maybe I did use the left. I feel like it was central.
It was
the
in the
gas
center.
Is central.
So if the kid was doing it, the adult could push with the right, probably.
Oh, I see.
But I don't know.
Either
and
way.
And that ride's different in Disney World, I believe.
Uh-huh.
I believe this is right. Somebody can write in on our Facebook and let us know if we're wrong. But I think that it is cars themed in Disney World. Is that right?
Oh, I don't know.
It is.
I'm going to say it's not. Because right next to, even as you're saying this, I'm imagining the Alice's Teacups. And just to the left of Alice's Teacups is their version of Autopia. And I think it's just the same way. It's the same kind of thing. We just didn't go on it.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't go on it.
You know what it is? Someone has a picture, and they're going to post it on our Facebook and be like, listen, boys, this is it.
Right.
I'm standing by. It's Cars Land theme, and
I think you're making it up in your dream, or that you're confusing
Maybe
Disney World.
Maybe
I've just
made a new, like, Disney theme park.
There you go.
I've combined Cars Land and Autopia. In Florida.
In addition to that
with
ride, while the parade was going on, we went on Alice's Teacups. Which
oh
is
my gosh.
So fun.
So fun.
So magical.
We couldn't spin it fast enough.
Yeah.
We loved it.
That is really fun. I would say.
And the fun thing was we were with someone who gets motion sickness.
Right.
And of course, you know, you can't go on a ride with me if you have motion sickness because I'm just going to spin that thing faster. Like, sorry.
I think it's so fun, so magical, especially at night because they have the little lights coming on and it's just such a cute little thing.
That ride's better at night.
I would say that to me is like an every five times. I mean, this I just go a lot. So I don't think that that's like a every time I have to go to Disneyland.
Yeah, it
so
really depends on that five. Line. Like if that line is short.
For sure.
Like we waited two rounds of teacups before we got on.
Don't
but if you have to wait, it's not an hour wait. That teacups. Unless you're with the kid who's like
magic.
Yeah. You gotta do the teacups.
Now, the other ride we went on is Big Thunder Mountain. That was the other first ride. And
that
it's a genius
ride is genius at night. Now, Let's talk about that dynamite store.
Oh, yeah.
Or the dynamite hut.
There's a little dynamite hut, and maybe it was, like, lit because it was nighttime, but it just felt like
there's
new
a
or fresh.
On the side.
Goat on the right. Everyone knows this.
I always see the goat on the right.
Everyone knows this.
But we've never, I've never really noticed that dynamite hut, but it has to be. We just never noticed it.
I mean, why would they change the ride that much?
Yeah, and it wasn't like closed down to put up a dynamite hut.
Yeah. Anyways, let us know. Let us know if that dynamite hut's been there forever. Like, as soon as we got off that ride, I was like, is that thing new? And maybe because I'm always looking to the goat, and I never look to the left to see the dynamite hut.
I think it's been there. It's just maybe because of lighting at night. That ride is a nighttime ride.
I think it's a both. And in fact, going into my same little system, to me, that isn't every time. To me, that's like...
Yeah, you don't miss.
I would wait in line 60 minutes. I would wait 40 minutes.
That line goes pretty fast, I have to say. We've been in that line when it's long,
sure.
And it's gone fast.
Here's a little tip. So you're waiting in the right side of Big Thunder Mountain, and once you get past the man collecting fast passes, you just go to the left side so that you join in, like, how it is. It's just like Indiana Jones where you're picking left or right. You're just picking left. I don't think it's scandalous. I think it's actually real.
I think we jumped the line.
I don't think so. I think that it's, like, totally perfect. I think it's exactly how it's done. Oh, gosh.
Did we jump the line?
Let us know if we jumped the line. I don't think we did, though. I think that that's actually, like, a real tip.
Yeah. It did.
Choose a side.
Choose a side. Now, you have all these tips for the side lines, which we can talk about another one.
Yeah. I think... which one are you talking about?
Well, like pirates, you go to the right.
Pirates, you always go to the right. Pirates, you always go to the right. So
Matterhorn, you want to be on the left.
Matterhorn, you want to go to the left side, in my opinion. The next time we do it, we're going to go to the right. But in my opinion, the left one is better. The track is better. It's faster. It's more furious. But hey, when they reopened it, maybe they fixed it and made them both as exciting.
Yeah.
The last time that I went on the right, it was just like slowzy magozy. Like... it just was not great.
I always feel like you have like, oh no, we go to the right. We go to the left. You go right, left. Like, it's crazy.
The only other one I could think of is Indiana Jones. If you have the choice, once you get to the ride area, I believe the best one to do is to go to the left. Because the one on the right is actually like, imagine an outside track of a racetrack, outside track. So you want to stay on the inside track. I mean, I'm talking like... one or two people less, in my opinion. One or two people.
Oh.
You want to go up to the left as you come around to get on the rides.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I'm, that's a waiting in line thing.
That's crazy. Yeah, we'll have to do a whole episode about lines.
I think we just did it.
No, there's more. There's more. Like, what to do in the line, blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
So
that'll be coming.
In other news, one more thing I want to say is that I am my... annual pass is actually going away soon or is expiring. So I have restarted it just for like next year.
Renewed it.
And if you do it before 40 days, before the 40 days that it's going to expire, then you get a little bit of a discount. So just putting that out there, this is your friendly reminder to renew your annual passport and or get an annual passport and come and join us at the park.
Yeah, we'll see you there. Hey guys, do you like what you hear on Main Street and Beyond?
We hope so. If you do, please like us on Facebook, Main Street and Beyond, or follow us on Instagram, at Main Street and Beyond, all lowercase letters. I don't know if that makes a difference. We would love to have you join our little family.
Yeah, it's been great. We'll see you next week, right?
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe we'll go to the park. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.